Raising your IQ, not just your blood pressure. Talk Radio 570 KBI.
We're talking about handguns where it's easier in the inner cities to get these guns than to get computers.
Oh, that's our friend. New York Congressman Charlie Rangel represents Harlem, has for the last 43 years, I think. Still going at it. Absolutely furious about the assault weapons ban failing to even get a vote in the U.S. Senate. Hey, didn't get a vote in our legislature either, Charlie. But this is just a typical example of one reason why this issue doesn't have much oomph beyond the immediate emotional pull that its supporters were relying on. Here is Charlie Rangel. He was on MSNBC yesterday. I think he was talking to Chris Jansing. Yes, it was Chris Jansing. And Chris Jansing, doing her job, asked Charlie Rangel, hey, what happened?
You're a proponent of many of these new laws. What happened to people in your corner? I mean, things seemed so promising after Newtown. And now the Senate Democrats, Harry Reid, said, look, it's just a pragmatic decision. Can barely get 40 votes for an assault weapons ban, let alone 60. What happened?
I'm ashamed to admit it, but it's politics and it's money. The National Rifle Association has taken this position. There's no reason, there's no foundation, there's no hunter that needs automatic military weapons to enjoy the culture of going hunting. But, you know, it's really basically the absence of the voices of good people. I cannot believe that politicians are afraid of the NRA. If they thought for one minute that the churches and the synagogue and the priests and the ministers were saying, hey, do the right thing, and we have your back. We're talking about millions of kids dying, being shot down by assault weapons. We're talking about handguns where it's easier in the inner cities to get these guns than to get computers. This is not just a political issue. It's a moral issue.
Okay, this is so wrong on so many levels, and it completely exposes the intellectual bankruptcy of the gun control crowd. Let's start, if we can, producer Phil, with Rangel talking about hunters, where he says no hunter needs these fully automatic assault weapons. Can we cue it up there and play that? Because I actually want to go over what Charles Rangel says sentence by sentence by sentence. Almost everything he says is wrong. Let's start.
There's no reason, there's no foundation, there's no hunter that needs automatic military weapons to...
Stop the tape! Fully automatic weapons? Fully automatic weapons are already illegal. They are next to impossible for anyone to obtain. You need a special permit. They're not available to the general public. So what Charles Rangel says that hunters don't need, hunters don't have. Secondly, the Second Amendment is not there for hunting. I think Democrats just sound idiotic when they stand up and say hunters don't need these guns. The Second Amendment wasn't written to protect the rights and interests of hunters. What, do you see another amendment there protecting your right to fly fish? You know, the Second Amendment has nothing to do with recreation. The Second Amendment is about self-defense, armed self-defense, including your right to own a firearm. Let's continue with Charles Rangel.
Military weapons to enjoy the culture of going hunting. But, you know, it's really basically the absence of the voices of good people.
Oh, well, stop the day. Okay, so Only good people are only on one side of this issue. It's because good people didn't show up. Bad people prevail. There you go again with the demonization of people who you disagree with, that it's not about I'm right and I'm wrong. It's I'm right and you're bad. You're not a good person. Let's continue.
I cannot believe that politicians are afraid of the NRA. If they thought for 1 minute that the churches and the synagogue and the priests and the ministers were saying, hey, do the right thing and we have your back. We're talking about millions of kids dying, being shot down by assault weapons.
Whoa, stop the tape a third time. What? First of all, millions of kids are not getting shot. Okay, thousands, in the low thousands, kids are being shot. Usually gang-related killings. But first of all, they're not being shot with assault weapons. Very few of the murders that take place in the United States happen with assault weapons. Most of the gang violence in Chicago and Detroit and Washington, D.C., most of the killings in our inner cities happen with pistols. Illegal pistols, by the way. Pistols that are illegally obtained and illegally possessed. So Charles Rangel, first of all, blows the story way out of proportion. Millions of kids. Okay, not millions,
millions,
not hundreds of thousands,
kids.
Not tens of thousands, but thousands of kids, many of them gang members, killing each other, but not with assault weapons, with pistols. Let's continue.
Millions of kids dying, being shot down by assault weapons. We're talking about handguns, where it's easier in the inner cities to get these guns than to get computers. This is not just a political issue. It's a moral issue.
Yes, and morally speaking, this guy should be ashamed of himself. He's lying, he's exaggerating, he's demonizing. Yes, you're right, Mr. Rangel, it's a moral issue. And you're falling short of civil discourse. So let's pull back a little bit. He did say one thing that I found very interesting. He said that guns are easier to obtain in the inner city than computers. Now, I'm assuming that he's not counting a smartphone as a computer, because smartphones are computers and most everyone has them in the inner city and everywhere else. But put that aside. Assume he's talking about laptops. Assume he's talking about desktops. If guns are easier to obtain than computers, it is because the law is not being enforced. These guns are not purchased at stores. These guns are not purchased at gun shows. These guns are not purchased from other people lawfully and legally. They're usually stolen, or they are purchased from someone who stole them. Probably from another area, and they drive them up to the freeway and unload them in the inner city, where criminals, gang members, thugs are more than happy to partake. So if these guns are being obtained illegally, why on earth does Charles Rangel think that an assault weapons ban is going to solve any problems? Laws are being broken that enable criminals to get guns in the first place.
It's a moral issue.
Oh, geez. Anyway, so on every score, you now understand why the case for the assault weapons ban fell apart. Because when you examine the facts aren't there.
We're talking about millions of kids dying, being shot down by assault weapons. We're talking about handguns, where it's easier in the inner cities to get these guns than to get computers.
Wow, all these shows on one radio station. It hardly seems fair. Oh, well. John Carlson, Laura Ingraham, Glenn Beck, Mark Levin, Lars Larson, and Michael Savage. Talk Radio 570 KVI.